Good morning. Glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. Glad especially to welcome all visitors and guests whom we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come and join us soon. Now, I've been thinking about this, and I'm sure, quite sure, that you don't get excited about to go and serve like I do. But I'll have to tell you, this week I really did get excited about the Go and Serve, because as we were putting it together, there are so many different aspects of ministry and outreach and being God's people that it was pretty exciting. I hope you will look at it. But there are a couple of special things that we need to call to your attention, and the first is going to be done by Bill Neumeier. Thank you, Bill. Family Promise is almost here. Shannon, you wanted to talk.
As well as laundry. So we're still in need of a lot of folks are on vacation.
Thank you, Shannon and Dan and Tony and Nan. I just wanted to comment to you. I'm pretty excited. We can just bring our laundry here, apparently, and somebody will take it and bring it back to next week. I do want to highlight in your Go and Serve, there's an announcement about the Selma event coming up at the end of August. Please pay attention to that, and you'll be seeing a lot more about that. The sign-up sheet is out there in the narthex if you can take advantage of that. Finally, I invite you to turn in your hymnal to hymn 421. This is the hymn you never knew was in the hymnal. The one with 22 verses. In fact, it starts, hymn 420 is the first 12 verses, and then 421 is 13 and following. We had a small miscommunication in the office this week. Jim told Debbie we're going to sing verse 1. Verse 14, because today we're dealing with John the Baptist. And what's verse 14 about? John the Baptist. And then last. So she did 1, 14, and 22. But that's not right. If you look at the music, the last verse is called last. You see that? So we do 1, 14, and last. Y'all with me? Not 1, 14, and 22, 1, 14, and last. Okay? You can see how that could be misconstrued. So anyway, now you're all stirred up with that one. We can do all 22 if you'd like. All right, let's prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from the proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we still were sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Peace throughout the world, for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For your people here who have come to give you praise, for the strength to live your word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Save and defend us, O God.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, from you come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works. Give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. I have something really special here today. This is it's a sticker. It's called a name badge. It says, "Hello, my name is." Have y'all seen that before? Well, I'm going to put this one on. I'll stick it right here. Do what? My name is what? Nothing? Okay, I thought you were saying something. And this says, "Hello, my name is Rosie." That's what it says. I must have on the wrong sticker. No, I didn't even write this. My name is Rosie R. Apparently, and I'm going to classes A and number 8. I don't know, but yeah, I'm. I don't know. I have to wait on a teacher to tell me, I guess. But y'all know this isn't my name tag, right?
Nope.
No, this is not my name tag, so I shouldn't probably wear it, but hello, my name is Rosie R. I don't even know who Rosie R. is. Y'all don't know anybody named Rosie?
I know who Rosie R.
Not Rosie R., okay, well, anybody out there know who Rosie R. is? Jim does. Mr. Jim knows who Rosie R. is. Well, that's too bad. You can't have this name tag. So I was thinking about this name tag because here it says, "Hello, my name is," and then it has the wrong name, doesn't it? Yeah. And that's a lot like something that's going on in our gospel lesson today. In our gospel reading, everybody is wondering about who in the world Jesus is. In fact, it wasn't just everybody. It was the king himself of all of Israel. He was wondering who Jesus was. He and other people thought that Jesus might have been the prophet Elijah who'd come back, or John the Baptist who'd been killed and come back. Nobody knew who in the world Jesus was. He didn't have a sticker that said, "My name is Rosie R." He didn't have a sticker that said, "My name is Jesus." But everybody was kind of wondering. They heard he was doing all these special things. Day because do we know who Jesus is? Yes, we do. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the one who loves us. Jesus is the one who saves us. In fact, anybody know the name of this church? Redeemer Lutheran Church. We don't have a "Hello, my name is Redeemer" out there, but maybe we could. And what that means is that Jesus redeems us. He makes us his. He saves us from all the bad stuff and makes us, tells us he loves us and we belong to him forever. That's what Redeemer's about. Yeah. So that's what I want you to remember today. When you hear this story that I'm going to be telling when we read the gospel, the first part is all about them wondering who Jesus is. And we know who Jesus is. All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being our Savior and our Redeemer. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Amos. This is what the Lord God showed me. The Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, see, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to King Jeroboam of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the very center of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from his land. Amid Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah, earn your bread there and prophesy there, but never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and it is a temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered Amaziah, I am no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, go, prophesy to my people Israel. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
King Herod heard of the disciples' preaching, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah, and others said, it is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me what for whatever you wish, and I will give it." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptizer." Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptizer on a platter." The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It reads a bit like a soap opera or something you'd see on primetime television. It's a story that is full of the kind of drama we have come to expect from some of our favorite TV shows. It starts with an illicit romantic royal relationship, adds a prisoner innocent of any crime, and then also adds in a guilt-ridden king, a titillating dancing girl, a vengeful queen mother with a tarnished reputation, a gruesome death by beheading, and a shocking finale of a head on a platter. You can bet you won't find this story in a children's Bible story book, that's for sure. Our gospel reading today involves a bit of catching up. Mark is moving along with the story of Jesus when suddenly he abandons all that to bring us up to date on what has been happening with John the Baptist. The last we had seen and heard of John, he had been arrested and was in prison. But now Mark goes back and tells us some of the background. As it turns out, John had been arrested by King Herod because he had been preaching against Herod himself. You see, Herod had fallen in love with his brother's wife, and so he had had his brother killed and then married her himself. Nobody ever said he was a nice guy. Anyway, John, never one to bite his tongue when he saw something wrong, described all this very openly and proclaimed that Herod was in the wrong. Talk about a scandal. Well, the other person in the wrong here was Herodias, Herod's new wife. After all, she was the cause of everything John was exposing and pointing his finger at. She would have had John killed, but Herod actually liked to listen to John rail away there in his jail cell, so Herodias could do nothing. Until one day when Herod threw a party and her daughter danced and so pleased Herod that he offered her anything up to half the kingdom as hers. The girl asked her mother what she should ask for, and her mother chose the head of John the Baptist on a plate. And because Herod had made his vow to her in front of all the others, trying to impress them with his generosity, he had to follow through, and John was killed. In fact, that's how Mark gets into this story in the first place. Some were thinking that Jesus was John come back to life, or that he was Elijah or a prophet. So, the text doesn't seem to talk about Jesus very much, and instead seems to give us the rest of the story. But the rest of the story itself raises some pretty disturbing questions for us. Right at the beginning, Mark comments that Herod had heard of Jesus. Some people were saying, Mark tells us, that John the Baptizer has been raised, or that Jesus was Elijah or another prophet like the prophets of old. And what's clear is that everybody was trying to get a handle on Jesus. They were trying to get control of him, to put him in a box they could categorize or file away, to make Jesus something they understood. In fact, that's a way of trying to explain Jesus away. And the disturbing part is that we do that too. We have all sorts of categories we pigeonhole Jesus into, where he's safe and can't bother us, where we don't want to be bothered. We ignore the things he said and did that challenge us and focus instead on what's comfortable. But the truth is that in Jesus, God is doing a new, radical thing that turns the whole world around, that turns us around, whether it's comfortable or not. And then did you notice the part about Herod liking to go in secret and listen to John preach from his cell? Mark tells us that Herod was perplexed, intrigued. Herod wanted to hear the word of God. Somewhere inside, he knew he had done wrong. What Herod didn't do when he heard God's word was change. And we do that too. Or maybe I should say we don't do that too. Oh, how often we hear the word of God and yet remain the same. How often we stand convicted and yet we still don't change. We may feel good about coming to church and we may know what we need to do, but like Herod, well, it's the same old us. Jesus calls us to change, to put others first, to turn from our sinful ways. Jesus calls us to become new and to embrace all the riches he offers to our lives. And that's the third thing. The girl could have had anything up to half the kingdom. Look what she turned down. Great riches and honor and power. It could all have been hers. But she chose a path of destruction and violence instead. And once again, how often we do the same thing. How often are the riches of life in God before us and we go a different way? How often does God show us the way of blessing and we choose the way of sin? And in the end, the girl and us are left with nothing. No. No, this saga doesn't end with John's death in a dark dungeon, but with the bright light of Jesus risen. You see, this story is about Jesus. A story about a world of dead ends and Jesus' new beginnings. It's a story about a world of having nothing and Jesus' world of having richness and blessing. A story about a world of death and Jesus' way of life. The world writes stories that end up nowhere with nothing. That's to be sure. But take heart. Our story belongs to God. Amen.
to God
alone. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of all grace, you have filled us with your love. Now fill us with your Spirit. Strengthen our faith. Give us the eyes to see you active in our lives with your blessing and love. And open our hearts to bear one another's burdens, living and giving Christ's word of peace to all your people. Lord, in your mercy. God, our protector, watch over your children. Be with us as we live together and give us patience where we have friction with one another. Lead us to work to make our world a place of peace and understanding and love. Lord, in your mercy. God of gentleness, we pray for the sick, the sorrowed, those frightened or alone, asking that you might scatter your grace upon them. Be with any in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all the world, loving Savior. While we enjoy such richness, so many live in terrible poverty. While we enjoy lives of ease and comfort, so many struggle simply to survive. Open our hearts and our hands to them. Come into our world that it might change and that we might change for your world. Lord, in your mercy. Living Lord, invite us to hear your word. Turn us from self-destructive ways. Open our hearts and lead us from death into life in you. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God, you open wide your hand to satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it.
Open our lives to live it.
We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. got folded wrong, right? Huh? This is the one that got folded wrong. Is that the other group?